mein Haus und der Sturm neue Zeile begegnen einander nie neue Zeile ohne Umarmung.
In Europa gibt es derzeit
Europe currently accounts for 100 million elderly and 50 million disabled people. In Germany alone, about 6.5 million people are severely handicapped. State-of-the-art computer technologies offer the far-reaching potential to ensure a self-determined life for disabled and elderly people, with equal participation in the economic and cultural activities of our society, despite their physical impairment. This is especially through the adaptivity of human-computer interfaces that compensate for handicaps that completely new possibilities are opening up.
For several years, GMD's research division on human-computer interaction has engaged in projects to overcome functional deficits of impaired and elderly people by means of computer technology. We concentrate especially on vision and motor impairments. Through computer support, disabled and elderly end users may often regain an improved quality of life. A better social integration and self-determined lifestyle is made possible. Eventually, they may even be able to rejoin the labor force. These computer systems have to be adapted to the special needs of each individual end user. Active user participation at all stages of the system development process, from the design to the final deployment, is indispensable.
For 5 years, Mr. J, formerly the editor-in-chief for the culture section of a major German daily newspaper, has suffered from amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, an incurable disease of the nervous system that leads to progressive muscular atrophy. The astrophysicist Stephen Hawking is probably the most well-known person suffering from this disease. Mr. J is one of about 8,000 ALS patients in Germany. He has been bedridden since the beginning of his disease and needs an artificial respirator. His legs, hands, chest, and diaphragm are paralyzed. 2.5 years ago, Mr. J, who is a man of letters even today, had lost the ability to type or write any texts due to his disease. Regaining the ability to write letters and poetry again on his own has become his major desire. For this purpose, a computer-based text processing system had to be made available according to his special needs. Speech input via a high-density directional microphone allows him to communicate with the computer and to compose his text. However, he can only speak during the short intervals that the artificial respirator allows for exhaling. The whole system is turned on by softly touching an easily reachable large switch on the wall. A person who is forced to lie on his back cannot use a conventional monitor. Therefore, our patient's computer is hooked to a beamer that projects the screen image against the white ceiling of the room. Thus, for our patient, working with his computer literally means talking to the ceiling. The speech recognition system first had to be trained to the specific voice characteristics of the user. After a learning period of about 2 weeks, the system had already adjusted well to our patient. A number of system commands had to be modified so that Mr. J could articulate them during the short regular pauses that the respirator allows for exhaling. We found that commands cannot be longer than 2 or 3 syllables. In addition, the speech recognition system had to be adapted to filter out recurring noise from the respirator in order to avoid the erroneous recognition of commands.
Nachdem ich 2,5 Jahre nicht mehr schreiben konnte,
After not having been able to write for 2.5 years, the offer to obtain speech recognition technology was a great perspective and a very helpful one for me. After 4 months of training, I can now keep a diary, write letters, and most of all, work on my small literary poetry. This, however, is still a difficult job to do. Nevertheless, now and then, complete sentences can be successfully completed without any corrections. This occurs seldom, though. All in all, I'm happy to be able to work with this technology and to have a more freedom thereby. The condition before has not been very enjoyable.
Alles in allem freue ich mich, dass ich mit dieser Apparatur arbeiten kann und so ein bisschen mehr Freiheit gewonnen habe. Der Zustand davor war nicht sehr erfreulich.